News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. He started yesterday around 2 o'clock our time and has been talking all night. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is trying to hold the floor of the U.S. Senate. He says he will continue to talk until he can stand no more.
I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. You do not like green eggs and ham? I do not like them. Sam, I am.
Reading from the Dr. Seuss book, to try and block a vote that would strip away some of the plans to defund Obamacare, Cruz at last checks still at the podium.
Hard-earned health benefits, but destroy.
Watching Ted Cruz right now, somewhat slumped over the podium there. There have been some other senators who have been joining this talk marathon. We'll continue to monitor through the morning here at WSAU. The mourning is underway in Nairobi, Kenya, now that a deadly mall attack by an Islamic terror group is over. A three-day period of mourning started earlier today following the siege, in which more than 60 people were killed and over 100 others wounded. Five of the wounded are Americans, the first of them arriving back in the U.S. today. There's a new report concerning your health. If you are married, you have a better chance of surviving cancer.
Research suggests the old ball and chain can improve chances for cancer survival. A study from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute found married people with cancer were 20% less likely to die from the disease over a three-year period, no matter the stage. Researchers say the reason could be the social support from marriage that reduces depression and anxiety. For more on this story, visit foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Colleen Kapp on Fox News Radio.
One of the men arrested in a sex crime sting has committed suicide. 39-year-old Brian Utrick from Cronenwetter was arrested at a Wausau hotel last week. The charge against him was misdemeanor solicitation of a prostitute. Utrick was released from the Marathon County Jail on signature bond. Then Police Chief Dan Joling says one of his officers was called to the man's home around 8:30 in the morning yesterday.
We were sent to a residence where that gentleman was located, correct. We're still waiting to tie up some loose ends here, and but the coroner was called.
16 people were arrested in the latest sting under Operation Black Veil. A man arrested for shooting at a police officer is being charged with attempted homicide. More on that story from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
27-year-old Alexander Joseph Schneider is facing a total of 8 charges after the September 8th shooting, but the attempted homicide charge could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Schneider was approached by Deputy Chad Kowalczyk for violating a court order to stay away from an underage girl he'd been having sex with. Schneider admitted to shooting a cop in the criminal complaint and also in his Facebook pages. Kowalczyk spent a week in the hospital but is now recuperating in an undisclosed location. Schneider's next court appearance will be October 8th in Taylor County Circuit Court. He remains held in the Lincoln County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
How fast should you be allowed to go? A proposal to raise our speed limit to 70 miles per hour is still uncertain in the legislature. Democrat State Rep. Gary Hebel from Sun Prairie says he's undecided but would like to have hearings on it.
The question is, if we raise it to 70, what in fact will that do? Will that then give drivers another 5 miles? A lot of drivers set their speed limits, their cruise at 9 miles over the speed limit. So if 65, they set it at 74. So if we raise it to 70, will then that just increase the speed to 79? If that's the case, then I don't see a strong benefit for it.
Hebel says he's still hoping for public hearings in the near future. Now let's get a look at our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
More great fall weather on the way for today. A bit of fog early, then sunny skies with a high of 71. Tonight, clear with a low down to 44. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 74. Friday, turning a bit breezy. Indian summer weather on the way. Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 78. Saturday, increasing clouds with an 80% chance of showers, maybe an isolated storm in the afternoon and evening with a high around 70. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, thank you, Justin. Some areas are dealing with limited visibility and lots of fog around this morning, so please drive with caution. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.